Okay, then I'm going to say welcome. Welcome to Talk, Local News Mining from Alexton. I mean, the Congress is near the end. We have to all go afterwards into the reality and have to consume one or the other second article. And this can be frustrating. But you can also have fun with this and have fun with the local news and with the comments. And Alex on the 33C3 from the mining from the Mir was inspired and started a small hobby project. And now they're going to present to us their results. Welcome.
Vielen, vielen lieben Dank.
Thank you. Cool that you're all here. Exactly. I wanted to explain to you a little bit about my hobby project. People who know me know that this topic has, it's a longer topic for me. For example, in Nines of Open Knowledge in Lübeck, I already held this type of talk and presented this project. And if you are interested in a small chaos conference, come to Lübeck. It's a super event. Okay, enough advertisement. I moved once in 2022. And I moved to a new city. I didn't know anyone. And I went to Lübeck, as you can see on the card. And when you come to a new city and you're working remotely, as a home office, you need to find a way to enter into the social world. You need to find out what social workers are, what the topics are, and also like what local newspapers they are, which one have a paywall, which don't, which ones are important. And so I landed on the website like this. This is HL Live. It's a website which looks like it's not only a website that looks like 2000, it also feels like it, but the decisive thing is, everyone uses it. Everyone knows what this website is, and everyone uses it. So somehow, this website has established itself. So I thought, okay, let's look at this a little bit. Here for you guys a little bit more context. In 2004, this project was started from three journalists. It was commercial, but they have no paywall. It's important for them that it's free or accessible. And they have a lot of eyeballs and users.
Yeah.
And you realize and experience that people use this. Here's a screenshot from the website. I lied to you a little bit. There is a little bit more advertisement. And there's even, and I lied again, there's even more advertisement, but I didn't want to show it to you and I wasn't interested, but here's an arrow. Very interesting site. If you look at the site, you see there's a lot of advertisement in the yellow, and the other's like top story, headlines, navigation, article. As you can see here, there's like a little more direct advertisement and also Google Ads. And here also Outbrain tips, which are not orange. These are the articles that I would say are important. The rest is more brain rot type of topics. I think Lindner is momentan also part of this brain rot click traps. Okay, so. Well, now we know that we also can't use any fax.
There's a lot of press releases on there. No edits, no anything. Event announcements and also real news. Like there's an empty traffic sign. Yeah, it's. Let's do an entire article on this. Or like heavy things like state president and federal parliament member do things. I don't know what they're doing, why they're important, but the author says he's a real VIP, Thomas Bastian. I think he's right. And if you scroll through the articles on this site, you see a bit of a battle. Could you link, click the Tesla link, then we'll get energy. Why do you need energy? This is driving through Lübeck. Own real thing with Comic Sans. The site supports, indirectly, but it supports it, the fascism supporter Elon Musk. And you don't want Google. And now we're talking about fascism. Early in the year, there were protests, and there were these two people. They are definitely right. This platform gives money to the AfD and publishes AfD press releases. They wouldn't need to do that. You don't need to publish right-wing party press releases. And there's also this. They also opposed AfD ads. So for the European elections, vote for the original, vote for the AfD, not for the CDU. You don't need to use this advertisement. I disagree with that. Okay, what does this article look like? We have a headline, we have an intro, we have text, and we have the stuff below it. That's the comments. The anonymous comments section. It's great. They're not precisely anonymous, but there's names attached. But as you see, you can pick any name anytime you comment. And there's gold, like, just pour trash on it. It's like living in a war zone. I definitely disagree with that. But, yeah, you can have an opinion. Andrei certainly has an opinion. The subject of the article, you're probably going to be surprised. I'm gonna keep you guessing. I'll tell you later. But I'm not gonna spoil the thread. If you want to comment, you have this lovely interface here. You have this box, there's a link, you click it, and there's a form. You can enter your name, your email address, and you need to own this email address to release this comment, or you can just tick this box, and then the email address gets published along with the comment. So you can verify that it's always you, it's always the same person. Not a lot of people do that. It's such a pity for them. Your High Life will edit these comments, will not publish these things, whether they feel like it or not. It's a bit... they'll know what they're doing. So what is so funny about this? What is so exciting about this? Two things. One, comments get erased at some point. This, from a chronicler's point of view, it's not practical. Articles also get deleted after a couple years, but 3 years is a long time, I guess. But the comments disappear after 2 weeks or so. It's a bit of a pity. The other interesting thing is, they do have business hours, these comments. Not as bad as these, which said, they claim they've changed it, but anyway, you can't comment during the weekend. So this is on Friday, 1 minute before midnight, and on Saturday, midnight, the link is gone. This deters people. It's, the link is still available, and you can access this form for every article, but just removing the link works. There's almost no comments on the weekend. Cool thing, huh? Makes the job easy. Why do it, do it in a complicated way? Yeah, and then I thought, okay, right, I need a hobby. Okay, and I thought, that's funny names there. Let's do this. And this talk is a bit structured. Under the heading, Fun with Data, I'm going to tell you how I collected it, a bit about how I evaluated it, and then about what I did with it. Because, yeah, evaluating and using it, that's two different things. It's a bit beyond mining, and I think... And I'm going to use this structure with a couple details, maybe. And the scenic route. The rough idea is I'm going to collect all the articles every day, and I'm going to look which comments are attached. I'm going to toss it into my database, and then I'll look what I can do with it.
So how does this work? How do you like collect information? It's really a high level of math that a lot of you will know. It's like it's a line, a linear with an OL. The half of you understand what I'm going to do, the other half maybe not. Now, if I go to the next article, I have to do this complex mathematics of plus one. And I just keep on summing and adding plus one. And this works quite well. And really easily, I have the caller, the code. OK, yes, this is very specific for Lübeck. I don't come from Lübeck. What is this information useful for me? Huh? Yeah, but like with the IDs and adding, with this, the adding game, you can use this from a lot. You know this from a lot of presentations, and it's useful. And it's something that's used, can be implemented in a lot of spaces and areas. So there in Dresden, Neustadt, there's a Neustadtgeflüster. It's a similar type of what's like HL. And they also have IDs in their title, as you can see on the thing. Okay, 403 did not work, no. Here's a picture. I don't know what I wanted to say. No, 9. Ah, look, an article.
Vielen Dank, WordPress.
Thank you, WordPress. I'm not going to say the HL uses WordPress. I don't know. WordPress, they don't use. I can also explain why. If you start adding and summing IDs, you think, oh, this is cool. In the reality, though, that always there's somewhere something is wrong, there's a little bug, and something was changed, and a lot of simple little flaws. So you have articles like this, and here you can see, whenever I like turn on my script, then I get stuff like the 10:56 is not the time. Okay, weird. I'm pretty sure it's the time. Or is that September the 31st is not a day or a date? Okay. I'm starting to believe that my own data bank has more of a schema than this one. Here you see another article. And then there's really important news that's not even shown, because on the 25th of the on another date, and then no one was online. So it's not really clear if there was like, we're not going to say with dates. Titles are also optional, apparently. And I'm very proud of my little import script that has given this title. I betted against this. Okay, how do I do that? I use a data bank. I have a small library. In the background, you hear some type of protest, my body, my choice. Sounds like a feminist protest. Okay, so it means I don't have the technical information.
Und ich werde es damit auch aus. Wollte einfach sehen, ob es geht. Geht ganz prima.
Und dann
baue ich mir mein kleines Datenmodell.
And build my own little data model and my little graph database. I've got articles, I've got comments, I've got users who wrote the comments. It's pretty obvious how this is structured. And then I thought, I'd like categories for the articles. I'd like a possibility to sort and to filter by anything about bikes, for example. Or I could search for the string now. I don't like it. I want a category. And I don't want to have to generate it myself, because a lot of things can go wrong there. It's not in the source code. And then I sat in the Chaoticum, and Luca said, yeah, that's possible. Huh? What? There's this snippet JSON. JavaScript object notation, not connected to JavaScript, great name. And down there's keywords that I'd completely missed. And there's exciting things like vorne herein. The keyword is weird. I have keywords, yay! I have categories, I can take those. I can adjust my script and I can add keywords. Nice! I can change my requests. Yeah, and then I have my import script, the old one, the new one. The stuff in the yellow box I'm gonna reveal presently. And then I run my script and I get an error. What happened here? Yeah, well, we've got an unexpected character. A comma. No, I'm too lazy to validate this JSON stuff myself, so I toss it into a tool, and it shows me where the error is. And here's the error. I've got two commas after each other in a list, and the JSON parser does not like this. Oh, bummer. Well, it can happen. Okay, it happens a couple times. Oh wow, it happens really a couple times, because it's not just that. It's also things like this. I have the null in between. Classic. Illustration, O versus null. There's no toilet paper, and the roll doesn't even exist. Parse also says, nope, not today, Satan. And it's weird, because if they use these categories in any form, it can't be that they produce invalid JSON, right? It's weird. And it happens a lot. And then I remembered that HLives likes to have prizes like the Order of Merit here. You know, this cynical gallows humor moment. Creativity in the 3D printer meetup. Then I said, hey, let's have the functionally broken award. I'm going to need to mail it to them. But oh boy, this site is broken. It works, but it's broken. Because nobody looks beyond the surface to check what's wrong. But yeah, okay, fine. Let's get to the evaluation.
So the elevation, Hal L, is usually over Lübeck for the most part, and also a little bit around surrounding regions. So what type of offers do we have? We have the redaction. They can make also their own articles, or their second offers are also, and there's like a, they adjusted or edited something to the article minimally. You have a lot of event information, VG, VG, which is its own type of redaction team. Then you have Veranstaltler. They don't have any name. So you have about, in total, about 11% of individual and self-organized articles. Then you can also look at when any articles were published, which days of the week, how the comments were written, which days of the week. You see, in the night does not that happen that much. And then on weekend now, it's impossible to write comments, as you can see. Okay, yeah, I thought myself, okay, I know one formal how to calculate the information content of an article. So I thought, okay, I'm going to calculate with this formula on all of the articles, and I'm going to ask myself which article has the least amount of information. Scientific information, my scientific diagnosis told me or gave me the concluded that this, which is a Catholic church, church masses during the holidays, was the least scientific. So as you can see, the amount, what we're also going to use is the amount of comments can be used as a proxy for engagement. So we can kind of ask ourselves, so what is the correlation? So which type of words are used? Which words for the articles? What was the influence of the article onto the amount of comments that an article gets? But there is no correlation between positive, negative, and neutral position. But I must say, I mean, I did this all with Google Translate, and then first analysis, so my scientific process was definitely flawed, but, and I can say, though, that they're not that good in sarcasm, not that good in irony. But I can also go backwards. I thought that would look okay. I can look at stuff that will be commented on rather well, and frequent comments. So I looked at articles. So it's interesting to see which articles get more engagement. So what are the top 8 from the year 2023 that had the most comments? So 8 was Mühlentortellen. It's about a circular street. Mühlentortellen, you saw before. That was just a ChatGPT image. And here it's often, I mean, here a lot, there are a lot of velo, bike accidents. Yeah. And then buses changing the tack, that would be commented a lot. Gendon, very, you know what happens here about this debate. I don't have to explain more. People who park wrong, there are people who call the administration, Fridays for Future. 3 months of nothing in Lübeck. Those are just construction sites that can remain for a while. The new mayor, that's also to be expected that a local political campaign will be commented on. And a bridge that has now been closed for 2 years. And it's also here, you can see that we live in a war area, or we're living in a time of war. So, yeah. No? So do you have an idea what could happen if we do this year? What could be the 8 most commented articles? Something with, okay, with the Ampel, so with the executive government in Germany. So more Trecker demos, these are demonstrations. Anti-Nazi, anti-fascist demonstrations. Then you have again farmer protests. See, RE3 have already been farmer protests. Then we have a little bit more, more Antifa demos, etc. and so forth. Gastro-Kuppen, what is this? During Corona time, people made like these bubbles where people could eat in. And you can rant against that this bubble should be banned, and yeah. So more Antifa demonstrations, and on place number 1. It's not about an Antifa topic. It's something about the AfD that said something over the AfD. 117 comments. And the comment area was closed out pretty early. Cool, interesting. So now you can think, okay, what arrives really well, it has a good reputation, engagement, and how do you create attention or generate attention? So who's going to write, who writes actually comments? Okay, yeah, you can always choose your own name. And the question is it like multiple people, or is it one person who just used multiple names? But in those years I've been collecting this data, there are some people who send a lot of comments. Like Martin he's at the top, he sent 839. But there are not that many people like Martin who are this active. And I should also say, like, sharing your opinion is only sensical if you don't have to share your name.
The newspaper says people in the group prefer people use actual name, and there's such great names like SW. So, yeah, I went looking, who does comments, who incites each other, are there any bots, who sets the tone, and then I ran a clustering algorithm on it and looked, and yeah, okay. That's a lot of everybody, and there's a couple outliers. It was wrong. I didn't have enough data. Can't find this in the data. It's a good thing, actually. Not having any bots is actually a good thing. And then looked at this one here. This is the so-called dissident. You see where this is getting right. He writes stuff like this very, very anti-green, anti-left sentiments and pro-police violence. Yeah, let's have more police violence than we already have here. It's as expected, pretty much. And one day something weird happened. Dissident wrote, please excuse my previous comments. It's more complex than I originally thought. Yeah, and it seems sad to comment here anonymously. Yeah, and I just wanted to rant, and I regret it, I'm sorry. And then something weird happened. He commented again under the same 8 article, and he demanded the deletion of the previous post. Demanded HLife delete the post because it was identity theft. It's not cool because identity theft is not a joke, Jim, as we all know. And the thing is, with this front end here, anybody can use any name, and anyone can use really any name and write a comment in any name. And then Dissident understood that, because if I look at what was posted under the name Dissident, yeah, the one true Dissident, he changed his name and publishes under the one true Dissident and uses his email address, which, yeah, it's with normal people who are in their right minds, it's gun@yahoo.com, this type of email address. So I wondered, does he stick to this? One true Dissident? Yeah, 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 he does that. Ah, cool. Yes, yeah, so now I could, if I wanted to, trace this address, if you want to do some legal action. But anyway, this is taking us... but HLife does do some censorship here. I don't want to know what they do censor. I'd like to know, because it's got to be pretty horrible. And then later, I have found out who assumed my identity. And yeah, so did I, because I looked at all of his comments and read them and tried to profile this person. So there's some conclusions about his character and personality. He's pointed, he's sarcastic, there's a lot of irony, which doesn't work with this analysis from earlier, but he's already very focused on the good old times, very skeptical about modern things, especially as far as the Green Party is concerned, or anything progressive, really. Very often, he's angry and frustrated, does not like any societal development. He's probably around AfD, far right, at most CDU, very critical about anything green and left. He's older, it's about earlier, the golden days of his youth, and the word choice is very, very blue color. Maybe he's an engineer? I didn't read all of this myself, I'm not that stupid. That's what ChatGPT did. It's astonishing, because it fits, actually. Just toss all the comments in there and you get this back. And there's the feature to look. You could ask yourself, using these things, how would you draw this person if you could draw? And it's not mine. But yeah, that looks plausible. I wonder if he's from Saxonia, but anyway, not that important. But yeah, let's talk about memory and memory culture. Let's talk about the AfD, the far-right German party, because I wondered, they publish things, but they don't happen all that often, at least in my memory. And then I saw how much they really publish, and it's not a lot, actually. To like put this into some kind of relation, this was 3 things this year. They're in our municipal parliament, they exist. They said they don't do anything, but yeah, they exist. In same year, there was like 80 press releases from the Greens and some small local party, about 38. Yeah, so a vote for the AfD is not just really not worth anything, they don't do anything. And last year, there was an election to explain this point of data. It's coincidence that something happened there, right? And yeah, then there's fun with categories. There's 38,000 different categories. It's great. It's like they're really into the trends, and I can look into this and give me something to this precise topic. The most things are local news type categories, which is really helpful if you want to try to crunch this data. But there's also things like Thursday, jumble sale, Christian, the name Christian, and Christian, why not? But also, this is my favorite category. And I thought, yeah, I look into it. Let's take a random example. A-OK issues a warning about mushroom poisoning. Mushroom season, rain, joyous day, Lübeck, and economy. Weird. All right, then I noticed in this article, yes, it's fine. In the intro, all these words exist. But why not hunting, paradise? Who picks these keywords? No, nobody picks these. It's nonsense. And then I remembered there's this categories in the sidebar, and economy is in there. So I think all these weird things are auto-generated from this intro text. And then manually, one of these is added to categorize them. This would also explain that these news, Knights of Open Knowledge, this is also in the category economy. The chaos event is in the category economics. Cool, didn't know that. Had I already mentioned that this site is like fundamentally broken? I'm a great fan. But I'm really the only one who wants to use categories for anything. They're worthless for anything as anybody else, really. Yeah, so that was a lot of time wasted. So now I want to tell you something about the use of the data.
So how can we use this news? We can use this data for a lot of different things. The first point that annoyed me was the comments on the weekend. It was just annoying. And apparently sometimes you have to, people really have an urgent need to express. So there's a website now where you can add in your ID, and then you can also still, there'll be no formula to add comments, but at some point this will also be closed. And then there's like a game I thought you could do with the comments. Also the articles. There are a lot of funny articles that I believe that you should bring this closer to the people. Like maybe in the form of an art gallery. I also play around with Gorum. The reason why I strike this through is because I prepared this for Linux, and I hosted it at home on my Raspberry Pi. And I was like, oh, I do want to show this at the Congress. And then in Nuuk, the first thing was like, it seemed like the whole half of the internet came and tried to break the game. And so I was like, okay, no, I'm going to host this another place. But for example, I bought other things. So here's a nice interface. This is like my way of a gallery for all the different commentaries that I found and find funny to share. Okay, so here, apparently, some thoughts. So, economics, the solution in Morgenthau plan. So, okay, basically the question is, like here you see, it's more of a conspiracy type of comment that he's showing. I'm not going to go into it. But he's kind of like asking which comment can belong to which article. For this is the game, for example. This is for the Chaos community. Germany is self-destructing, otherwise it wouldn't be Hackspace, but you guys know this, right? I'm in the right place. So here, it's not about biking, because about... Porsche went over the fight of a biker, but you can also turn the tables. Yeah. And who bikes has lost control over their life. We know this. We don't want more modernization. Do we really need that in every place there's a rainbow flag? Will you guess where this is? Where it was? Barrierefreier Markt, so the market without barriers. But yeah, the comment didn't have to really do with the article, but somehow this comment happened. And it's like sometimes the comments are just what the fuck and random. So one more thing. And so here to trigger people. This thing you saw with like the summing of the IDs, and some people must have thought, okay, yeah, now he's doing the IDs and he's summing them up. What happens if you add IDs that haven't been linked? Can you use them? Are they here? Can you go into the future? No, not the future, but this future. I made the logo myself. Applause, thank you. And you realize that I'm a developer. I cannot look into the future. I cannot really look into the future. But I can look at data that's already here. And there is no mechanism that says, no, you can't look at this. So this is now live until I get a problem and I'm turned off. But you can go on this website, hahafuture.de, and here you can look at like you can preview articles with countdown. HaLife is here to stay. If you scroll down, the last news is from the year 2055. As you can see, this website will be around for a long time. And it's really good to know that you can be around everywhere now with a website and with a phone and easy to use. And you know a little bit more what's happening in Lübeck or what type of articles are happening. For example, the big alarm for the honor for Ali. Ali is a very super person. I like them a lot. Okay, fun to the side, in the real world, the comments I just showed you, yeah, often you find these type of comments on Facebook or in certain conservative movements. Sorry. They don't just comment, but they also vote. They organize, they demonstrate, they are here. And we have to confront and deal with these people. So now we have to ask, like, what should we do? A, you do what you want to do, which is super. B, A, if you have ideas for this data and I need new ideas for hobby projects, please come to me. And otherwise, don't let red shit stand anywhere uncommented. It's really important. Of course, you don't have to. You have to pick your battles, but these type of comments, these idealized far-right comments, should not stand uncommented. But I find it very important. If you move to somewhere where you don't know anyone, yeah, okay, Elon Musk reference. So go next time voting. We have an election coming up. I am not motivated looking forward that the lady dissident becomes the next economics minister. So I'm finished here. You are invited to use these services or the websites that I put online, as you can see on site. Yes, so I would like to continue with such hobby products. Thank you. Applause. Okay. Thank you. Are there questions from the internet? Is there questions from the audience? Yes, here I see two questions.
Gab's irgendein Feedback?
Was there feedback from the website itself to your work? Yes, the first time whenever I held the first time this presentation, I sent them the recording of the presentation and asked them if it was okay, and they have humor. And I also met them one time in real life, and he was a little bit, he didn't really know what to do with this project or my approach, but they have humor, and with that we can work. And I really work with this, really. Next question. Hi, I have a question. You said,
Google Translate.
You put the sites through Google Translate. How did you use that? I use a library, and they function in English, so I needed English texts. And the easiest way to do this was through Google Translate. Yeah. Which, of course, it did kind of manipulate the content. You meant earlier that you already have... Did you send this HL live? Why did you not just send them like a new article? I'm not a median speaker of CCC. Oh, yeah, I could. I'm really open. I have not had a good idea until now. But yes, with your help, I can imagine doing this. Okay, we have a lot more questions. More questions on the internet.
Das Internet hat Probleme.
Dann machen wir erstmal im Saal.
The Internet has problems. Okay, we're going to continue in the Saal. Okay. Okay, I have no questions, but I have a question. Please, outside, in real life. I'm sitting on the other side. But not in this news portal, but if you're inspired and you write or code a chrono, please integrate this into the bottling.
Please throttle this software so you don't need OS. So, how many of these comments were written and how many of those do have an email? Okay, so more than 95% do not have an email address attached. And it's constant along through the years. So they don't learn from their mistakes. Or it's deliberate, I don't know. And back there? Because you also asked for ideas about what to do with this data. So if it's apparently so easy to create these accounts or create a bot, then you could think about commenting those comments, run them through ChatGPT. Is this right? And if it's wrong, maybe comment on it. Yeah, for once, you don't need an account because the concept of an account does not exist on this site. And also, you can just toss out of distance comments at ChatGPT to see what would he say on the topic, and then tell ChatGPT just write the opposite and post it. But nobody would really notice. It's not as much fun. But yeah, in theory, you can do this very easily. There's a bit of protection as far as the sending of comments is concerned. There's a little secret in there. You can figure it out if you really want it. But I don't think somebody has done it so far. It would destroy my data, so please don't. And the next question is from back there. So thanks for this talk. And I'm interested in this ID system that you brute-forced to look if there's an article. And I think you found these future articles, and I'm interested, did you try this at other newspapers or at greater and bigger newspapers? Does it also work for them? Because it's very interesting. This 2055 article, it's about the sale of some building, and to learn about this before this sale is through, before the article is published, has a certain informational value, right? So I'm interested, does this also work for other newspapers who are bigger, where you find more interesting information? To just get an early release on those. Yeah, it's this 2055 article is probably just a mistake. So somebody just made a typo. Stupid as it is, it's probably a typo. It was live in another newspaper, the same article. So mistakes happen, and obviously there's no validation of the date there. I don't know which system they use. I fear they just write flat files or something completely atrocious, but yeah. But I haven't tried it on other sites so far. It's also difficult to find things that are so as outdated as this particular site. Most of them have a more sophisticated system and protections as far as this is concerned. So you can't see unpublished articles in terms of the date. So if you find something, yeah, why not? I'm happy to take input. And in the front, please. We have about hate on the internet, this atrocious real name discourse, and we should all have to verify our identities, etc. Have you looked how these comments are written by real actual names, and have you looked if individual persons maybe write from an impressive number of legal names? Not really, no. I looked at the names, of course, and I have a top 10 list of the most stupid usernames somewhere, but the thing is, as long as you don't verify that there's an actual email behind it, you always have plausible deniability. Yeah, no, that wasn't me, that was somebody else. His name is also Martin. So it's hard. And you can't really rely on it. Here, I only have so much data points, so I have to rely on that. But yeah, I haven't found anything really wild in there, but I also haven't really looked.
Und noch eine Frage aus dem Publikum?
One more question from the audience. Yeah. Do they sometimes correct their articles? Are there multiple versions of it? It reminds me a bit of the Spiegel mining. It rarely ever happens. There's very, very rarely the case a person is missing. And this is why local news is so great, because you can find out very quickly, oh, somebody went missing, you can help if you've seen them. And then they correct it, the person has been found, or the article is completely taken down. But most of it is there forever. So yeah, why would you correct it? Most of the things they don't even write themselves, it's just press releases. I see no more questions. Oh, one here in the front. Applause for our angel with the microphone, please. Have you also done this with articles behind a paywall at another paper, another Lübecker newspaper specifically, or the Flensburger News, something like this? Nice ideas, but you only have so much time in any given day. So maybe it can be a future product. I'd be interested.
So, jetzt sehe ich aber
okay, so yeah, okay, we have one more. Oh, come on, we have time.
Thank you, very good, cool presentation. Did you find a correlation between when articles on the weekend are published and what the weekend published comments and weekly published articles and the correlation to the amount of comments? So yes, especially in beginning of the weekend or on weekend, they have less comments, it's true. And when they turn off comments, it's also very interesting. And they did not really explain to me fully why they do this. They said the last 200 articles can be commented on, but they also turn it off if they realize that a lot of people have very same comments and opinions, and it kind of repetitive. So, it's kind of hard to compare. But often, if you look at this whole thing, you'd say about like two and a half days for a comment to come through. If you're going to show an article in the beginning of the weekend or before the weekend, it's a good idea, but you will not
have any comments will be made or less. Yes.
Und wieder nach links.
And to the left. Do you have in your analysis, from the statistic, did you ever find any hackers? Did you find people who commented even though it was not possible? The people who have discovered this before you? Yes, there were one or two people. But they were so scarcely over the data limit that I feel like they must have just clicked onto the link and it was open and then they sent the comment. So probably not, I'm not exactly sure, but my date is only from July 2022. So, yeah. Okay, that was the last question. Does the internet have any more questions? The internet has one question. Okay, big applause please for our guest.